We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday. 20 minutes away from the college football corner. Try to get you caught up on as much of the signing day news as we possibly can. A lot of solid talent being acquired by both Georgia and Georgia Tech today. We'll get you caught up on that. Plus also, just kind of want to hear what Randy's signing day experience was like when you signed with Georgia back in the day.
It was cool, man.
I can't wait to hear that story.
Cool.
It was cool. I bet it was cool.
It was cool.
I bet it was really. There was just a table with a bunch of hats, right?
No. Nah.
The local media there.
No. Nah. Well, yeah.
The local media was there?
Yeah, the one paper from Fort Valley, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right. Well, anyway, we'll get to that in 20 minutes. That sounds awesome. The Wendy Zone at 11:40.
Hey.
Wendy Adams in studio with us. And at 12:40, I know it's a while from now, but we want your scenarios, your questions. We're going to play You Can Only Have One.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have two options.
Yep.
Ideally, that would be difficult to choose between.
Uh-huh.
And we can only pick one of them. We'll do that at 12:40.
You want them sent? You don't want them at the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text line?
No,
right?
Send them to Wendy, on okay. Twitter at Wendy Whip okay. Radio or on Instagram at Wendy Radio.
Okay,
and then those would be the best ways to do it.
And we're watching. We have the recruiting show on and everything. And now we got our first one. The kid sitting at the table with his family. No hats.
No hats.
No hats.
Dad looks bummed.
Dad looks.
Why is dad so mad?
Dad looked like he picked the school he wanted to go to.
Yeah. Looks like he picked mom's school.
Yeah.
The dad's over there furious.
Yeah, he looked like he's mad. This mom,
can't believe it.
Can't believe he's going there.
Is that a championship belt next to him?
Okay, never mind. He got some kind of prop.
I think those are championship belts.
But yeah, he's very, very. Yeah, his dad looks like he's real mad.
What's dad so mad for? Remember a couple years ago? I don't remember who the kid was. You might. That I think the kid picked LSU and the mom wanted to pick Bama.
What's the safety for Washington was with the Giants? Landon Collins.
Oh, Landon
yeah,
Collins.
That was his
mom. Is that who that was?
Yeah, that was his mom.
God, that was so
that
funny.
That was so bad.
She was so mad at him.
That was so bad. That was so bad.
Well, he's making plenty of money now.
Mom,
I'm sure it's all good.
All right, I tell you what, Ma, you get 500 square feet knocked off the house. That was embarrassing. But you're still going to take care of mama, no matter
of
what.
Of course you are. Yeah, absolutely, you're going to take care of your mom. Yeah. We'll get to the college football news in 20 minutes from now. NFL No Huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. What?
Pops is sick. Look at him.
He's like slouched in his chair.
Damn it, boy.
God, he's so okay. Mad at him.
Your son is, whatever.
He's about to make the biggest announcement of his life.
Yeah.
And it's between LSU, Louisville, Florida, and Oklahoma. Those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
Probably maybe well no they're all good anyway. Dan Quinn was on with the morning show. Just let you hear a lot of that. Pretty much what you'd expect to hear from Dan Quinn coming out of a win. He's happy with the way they played. They got Jacksonville this weekend. The news of the day, though, the good news of the day, is that Julio Jones and Grady Jarrett are both going to represent the Atlanta Falcons in the Pro Bowl.
So good.
No surprise from Julio. Nah. Julio's in the Pro Bowl every single year.
Nah.
Great news for Grady, though.
Unbelievable.
First Pro Bowl for Grady Jarrett.
Well deserved, man. Maybe a year too late, but you know what. I think it's the first of many. It's the first of many for Grady Jarrett. And I saw my man Ryan Clark, he tweeted something yesterday, or the day before yesterday, was like, why don't we talk more about Grady Jarrett? That's a damn good question.
I know why.
Because he's a hell of a football
I know
player.
Why we don't. Well, we do, but yeah. I know why they don't.
Yeah.
Because the Falcons are 5-9.
He's a hell.
And they were 1-7.
He is such a good football player.
He is.
And it's just a testament of hard work, man. I mean, he wasn't a high draft pick. He wasn't a high recruit going to Clemson. And for him to work his way that way he did, because he doesn't really – he doesn't just sit back and just like, okay, I made it, you know, which you should never do. And he's been grinding. He's made himself a better football player. And, again, congratulations to him, first Pro Bowl.
Well, him and Vic came in the same year, right? And
if I'm not mistaken,
it wasn't the same year, it was one year after another. Right. But Vic, same program, right? Both from the Atlanta area. Vic was a top 10 pick, and Grady was a fifth round pick. And I'm not saying Vic hasn't worked hard, because clearly he has. You can look at him and tell that he's worked hard. But he hasn't really changed his game. He hasn't really evolved the way that you would want a player to evolve, Grady Jarrett has. So to go from being a fifth rounder to getting the big contract that he got this offseason, he's going to be here for a long time, and now he's a Pro Bowler as well. Congratulations to him. But when we talk about Matt Ryan and Julio Jones this way sometimes, mm-hmm. in that if you don't win the ultimate prize, or just, I mean, even get back to the playoffs, which the Falcons haven't in the last couple of years, you're wasting that. You're wasting the prime. We got to make sure that doesn't happen with Grady Jarrett, too. Because we talked about this earlier in the week and last week, Randy. Like, for the Falcons to make the jump that we want them to make from this year to next year, you got to put somebody next to Grady Jarrett that's actually nearly his equal. Now, you had Dontari Poe a couple years ago, but that was a one-year thing. You paid him a bunch of money to come in here for 1 year. Hopefully, it was going to work. It was fine, but you didn't get what you wanted out of it. The Falcons have to go out in the draft this year and put somebody next to Grady Jarrett that can actually help Grady Jarrett even be better.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at how this team is constructed, and this is just, we're talking, if Dan Quinn is going to be here, he likes those smaller, undersized guys. You got to get somebody bigger. And, I mean, I know it's still so early before the draft and all that, and we don't know where the Falcons are going to be drafted and all that, whatever. But I know there's a guy down there not too far from here that's from here.
Yeah, he's from here, too.
Yeah. I mean,
Derek Brown's his name.
Yeah, you put him next
to Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, you put him next to Grady Jarrett. You got something.
Yeah.
You got something.
He's probably not going to be there.
He might.
Maybe.
He might.
What do you think? So right now the Falcons would pick 12th?
Oh, they're going to pick that far?
That's where they are now.
Oh, then he ain't going to be there.
When they, you know, Jacksonville and Tampa are winnable football games. If the Falcons finish 7-9, and they draft even later than that, where's Derek Brown going? Top 7?
Probably. More likely.
Yeah.
There's other guys. That's what I'm saying.
There's other guys.
But you got to get some impact players because of where you are sitting as far as the salary cap. You've got to get some impact players.
Yep. You got to get some pass rushers as well. Anyway, we'll get back into some more of what Dan Quinn had to say at the top of the noon hour. Speaking of Pro Bowlers, Falcons had 2. The Ravens had 12. Ravens had 12 Pro Bowlers announced yesterday, obviously led by Lamar Jackson, who I believe is the first Pro Bowl quarterback in Baltimore Ravens history.
No. First since Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, Vinny was okay. Yes. So first in 23 years. I mean, obviously he was going to be a Pro Bowler. He's going to win the MVP in the NFL this season, which is fantastic. But that just speaks to, we talk about great organizations in the NFL. Everybody always talks about the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And rightfully so. Uh-huh. They've been good for a long time, won a lot of championships.
Right.
The Ravens have been damn good, man.
They are very good.
Ozzie Newsome gets so overlooked.
They're a very good run organization, man. And the thing, and I always talk about this with Ozzie. Ozzie's already, he's a Hall of Fame tight end. Shouldn't he be a Hall of Fame general manager?
Absolutely.
I mean, he drafted 2 Hall of Famers, possibly 3 if you put in T. Sizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Came back in and got Lamar Jackson. I mean, you look at the way he's drafted. No, I'm sorry, 4 because he got Ed Reed. I'm sorry, so Ogden, not Ogden, but the big tackle. No, they Ogden.
Yeah, you got Ogden.
Yeah, Ogden, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, and probably T. Sizzle.
Terrell Suggs.
That's 4.
Yeah.
4 guys.
Not to mention other guys that have been really good.
Marshall Yonda. I mean, dudes like that. I mean, he has went out and put together this organization. And then it starts because I like Bashadi. Then you go, I mean, it's an unbelievable run organization. Good for them, man. They're the best team in the NFL right now.
Isn't it great? Ozzie Newsome's final act before handing it off to his protege, who's probably going to do a good job too, was to get Lamar Jackson with the last pick of the first round. Which, if things go correctly, and who knows what Lamar Jackson's health is going to be like, and if you can sustain a running style of play, whatever. If it goes correctly, Lamar Jackson's got them set up for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ozzie.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ozzie.
Appreciate
you. Yeah, they should be giving him residual checks until Lamar Jackson's no longer in the league. Anyway, they got 12 Pro Bowlers. Lamar Jackson being one of them at the quarterback position in the AFC.
Uh-huh.
There's 2 other quarterbacks in the AFC as well. And for the first time since 2008, Tom Brady's not one of them. Tom Brady, not a Pro Bowler this year. Look, and that shouldn't be a surprise to you, like if you've watched him play this season or if you look at what his numbers look like. But, I mean, maybe an indicator that Tom Brady actually is getting older. I know they're still going to make the playoffs, and I'm still not counting them out in the playoffs because they're the Patriots, and they continue to beat everybody every single year when people think that they're not going to. But it is interesting for the first – I mean, it's a long time to make the Pro Bowl. Tom Brady not a Pro Bowler for the first time since 08.
Is that a big deal? Tom will never go to Pro Bowl.
Well, he doesn't go, but he gets
never,
named.
Yeah, Tom will never go to Pro Bowl.
Right.
Like, yeah, you think Tom's sweating the Pro
Bowl?
But,
I mean, he's not named since 08.
Everybody gets to go to Pro Bowl, man. You know that?
Well, yeah, because now Tom Brady won't go.
Yeah.
So then somebody else gets to go in his place.
Like, could you imagine?
And Lamar Jackson's not going to go.
Could you imagine if the Baltimore Ravens go to the Super Bowl? Like, that's 12 more guys that get to go to Pro Bowl.
Right, it's true.
Yeah.
Is there anything in sports that we talk more about that we care less about than Pro Bowls?
Nothing.
Because we call guys pro now, but I think it's important to mention what that means. Like, being a Pro Bowler matters.
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
being named
yeah,
to the
yeah.
Pro
Don't
Bowl matters.
Wrong.
But going to the Pro Bowl and playing in it is
so
the least important
man.
Thing.
It's so different, man, because of the, you know, you got the social media, you got guys begging for votes. Vote for me. I mean, it's unbelievable. Dudes that played four games. Vote for me for the Pro Bowl. You know, but whatever. Hey, then there's always snubs. There is always snubs. Some guys get in just because of who they are. Mm-hmm. We know that. That's the way it is. But it's not going to change because nobody watches it anymore. But yet the ratings are unbelievable. And they always say, ain't nobody watching it. Ratings don't say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the ratings didn't say it.
Do you watch it?
No.
Me either.
No.
I don't watch it either. It's just an interesting thing. I mean, guys should get credit for it. But I can't think of anything else in sports where it's like, yeah, he's a Pro Bowler.
Once they took it out of Hawaii,
yeah.
And then once they said that the Super Bowl teams don't play anymore, it took out. Because that was always the thing. When you won the Super Bowl, you chill to probably about Wednesday after the parade, and you fly out there, you the Super Bowl champs. Hey, what's happening, yo?
Oh,
what a playbook.
That must have been the best.
What a playbook.
Like the most fun vacation of all time. After winning the Super Bowl and then getting to go to Hawaii and hang out with all the other NFL Pro Bowlers. So this isn't this weekend for the Falcons. The Falcons have the Jaguars this weekend. The final game of the season, they play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a very interesting decision to make at the end
of the
year. Jameis Winston might be the first player in NFL history. Now, they have to throw a lot of interceptions in the final two games of the year, but, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that he could do it. Jameis Winston could be the first player in NFL history to throw 30 touchdowns and have 30 interceptions.
How about that?
That would be insane.
That's crazy.
But he's also leading the league in passing yards. He does have 30 touchdowns. He's second in the NFL in passing touchdowns behind Lamar Jackson. Like, I think we were pretty convinced at the beginning of the season that this was going to be it for Jameis Winston, especially the season that they got off to. Did they bring him back? Franchise him?
I think they're going to bring him back.
As a franchise quarterback or on a contract?
Ooh, that franchise, I'm large.
It's a large number, but at least it's only 1 year.
I really do think that they're going to tag him. I said this a couple weeks ago, they might tag Jameis. Because if you look at Jameis, Jameis got so much time. Jameis just gives the ball away, man.
I know.
And it's like.
But it's that's not.
That's not
new.
Normal.
It's not normal, but it's not new.
It's not new. That's
it's the
like,
same problem.
But, I mean, the dude can. I don't know.
We saw Jameis Winston at, like, peak Jameis Winston. In the Falcons game.
Mm-hmm.
Two interceptions in the first quarter. Then he comes back and plays really good football for three quarters, and they win the game.
Yeah.
Can you rely on that?
No, you can't.
I don't know.
They bank it
on
him.
Seems like they like him, though. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in Tampa. I didn't think I'd say that at the beginning of the year. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner coming up next. It is National Signing Day. Georgia signed a bunch of guys. Georgia Tech signed a bunch of guys. Get you caught up on all the big names, some other stories in college football as well, right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football with former 92.9 The Game bowling champion Andy Bunker.
Big freaking deal.
And the best tight end in UGA history, Randy McMichael.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Wednesday on National Signing Day, or at least the early National Signing Day. There'll be another one in February, but everybody signs today, or at least most people do. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams is going to join us in studio for the Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40. And at 12:40, Wendy still needs, you can only have one questions. You can only have one scenarios. For instance, and we'll do this at 12:40, for 2020 with the Atlanta Falcons, you can only have one. Thomas Dimitroff or Dan Quinn.
There we go.
Which one would you rather have? You got to pick one. That's the thing. You have to choose one of them. That's the difficult part of these scenarios. Because in that one, you might say, I don't know, both. Or maybe you would say neither. It depends on who you are. Anyway, we'll get to that at 12:20. Time for the college football corner, though. A lot to get into on what is a very big day. And we'll start with Georgia Tech, Randy. How about that? You think that'll get people off of us on Twitter?
I don't care if they own us on Twitter.
I'm not. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Phone buzzing all night. Like, I didn't even say anything. Anyway.
It's called like, turning your phone off.
I know, but I don't want to. It might be something important that buzzed me on Twitter.
Go kick a whole bag of rocks.
All of them. Anyway, Georgia Tech having a very good day. They have their highest-ranked recruiting class since 2007, which was a really good recruiting class back in the day. Derek Morgan, Morgan Barnett, Jonathan Dwyer, guys that played in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what everyone was expecting when Jeff Collins was hired as the head coach, right? Last season, frustrating, rightfully so. You knew that was going to happen, trying to make the transition from what the offense was to what Collins wants to do. this next season hopefully will be a little bit more smooth because he'll have more of his own guys in there. I still think it's going to take a couple of years to get where he wants it to be, really turning over the roster with transfers and recruits. Mm-hmm. But he got some big-time guys.
He got some big-time
guys. That big-time four-star quarterback from Florida.
Yeah, that's the second one he signed. But the thing with him is that he's getting the guys that he wants. He's after these big, long corners. He got 2 6-foot guys, mm-hmm. big guys on the corner. Got some help in the secondary. I think the biggest thing that he's done is the transfer portal's helped him out. He went and got the kid from the – I'm trying to find his name right now. He got
got an offensive lineman from Tennessee who started all their games last year.
Antonius Clayton from Florida who should have played this past year, but that was a whole bunch of mess that they didn't let that boy play. I mean, he's doing a good job, which I didn't think, you know, what I thought that he would do.
Yeah.
You know, he's keeping these kids in state. He's making Georgia Tech sexy again. He was just on the ESPN show. I got a chance to listen to some of the things he was saying during the break. And he's selling his program, as he should. He's selling the city of Atlanta, which he should. He's selling this 404 and all that. He's doing the Waffle House and all that. Cool, that's what you're supposed to do. But he still has to get Sunday guys up front. No, he got the kid from Tennessee transferring in. That's the next step. Dude's with 6'5", 3-something, whatever. That's where he's trying to go. My hat's off to Coach Collins because that's what you got to do to catch up with that team up 316 because you ain't nowhere near that program right now. Like it or not, you're not there yet.
Right.
But he's doing his best right now, and it starts with this right now. And you look at it, they had a small senior class last year. All right, they got a lot of guys returning, a lot of young guys returning. And, you know, he's going to try to make that transition to being a program that can compete with the team up 316. But he ain't there yet.
Right. It's going to take a number of recruiting classes. It's also going to take coaching when the guys get there as well. That's something that this day tends to overlook. We get enamored with five stars and who got the most guys and all these names that you recognize maybe if you follow recruiting really closely. It's all about what you do when they get there, too. And that's why certain pro, because look, I know that you look at the recruiting rankings today, Clemson's at the top of the list, but if you look at some of these classes that led to national championships for Dabo Swinney, that's development.
Yeah.
He wasn't the number one recruiting class in the country when he's winning national championships the last couple of years with these guys. He is now because that program has been elevated even further because of that winning. But developing guys when they get there, and like you said, getting guys that fit the style that you want to play, getting those long corners, getting big offensive linemen, which he was able to do with a couple of different guys today. But here's the thing. We knew that about Jeff Collins.
Hmm?
Jeff Collins has been a part of staffs that could recruit. He was a part of that Georgia Tech staff back in 2006 that led to that 2007 recruiting class. He was a part of that. He was in Alabama when they got
the recruiting coordinator? He was like one of the
at
big
Tech?
Yeah. I'm saying at Alabama.
He was the director of player personnel, but same thing.
He knows what he's doing.
He was a part of the Julio Jones recruiting class.
Okay, like I said, he's a salesman.
Yes.
And he does a great job of selling Georgia Tech in that program and this city. Kudos. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
Because you didn't see a lot of that with Coach Johnson. You didn't see. He was just like, if y'all want to come. You know, I'm not saying that he didn't go recruit, but I mean, Jeff Collins is putting himself and his program out there. And that's how you get these kids in. And that's what he's doing.
And again, this is what we expected when he was hired. This is a big part of why he was hired. I mean, that's a decision that you have to make when you're hiring coaches these days is, yes, can they coach, but can they recruit? I heard Roddy Nabalsi on the morning show earlier today. We might play a little bit of what he said about Jake Fromm in a couple minutes. If not, we'll get to it later in the week. And he said when you hire coaches or retain coaches, a big part of it, that's why James Coley was such a hot commodity. Because he can recruit.
And he owns South Florida.
Exactly. And that's a pretty important part of the country to be recruiting in,
is
South Florida, which is why Kirby's going to do everything he can do to keep him on that staff so he can keep having recruiting classes like they've had the last couple of years. As for Georgia, as it stands right now, and again, I don't know how much this is going to change between now and February and now and the end of the day and all that, but Georgia sits at sixth. They've got the sixth recruiting class in the country. Pretty damn good. Now, the last couple of years, they've had the number one recruiting class in the country.
Right.
Those guys over this year, next year, and the year after, you're really going to see them on the field.
Yeah.
The only thing, and look, concerned is the wrong word because I'm not concerned.
Right.
It's all up to what happens when they get there. The only thing that's interesting to me, given how good the recruiting classes have been the last couple of years, is that if you look at the rankings, there's three SEC teams in front of Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama to be expected. LSU, that's fine after the year they've had. Texas A&M, too. And we know Jimbo can recruit.
Yeah.
Of course he can. But to see three teams in front of you when you've been in front of everyone else, again, not concerning, but it's interesting.
Yeah, okay. Interesting.
Whatever. Not interesting to you.
Not interesting at all. The interesting thing is that they went and got a kicker. Jared Zirkle.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. But they went out. Got big shoes to fill. Uh-huh. Real big shoes to fill. But I guess, for all the star lovers, they got some four and five guys. I just read the big one, the big tackle. He's a five-star kid. They were expecting to sign today. He said he's going to wait till February. There's a couple guys that Georgia's athletes are going to wait till the All-American game to do the whole little fiasco thing that they like to do, whatever. But, overall, what does that matter? What does that matter? Because you can have the number one class and not be good. We didn't have number two. Was it back-to-back years, number one recruiting class? What they got?
Yeah.
Man.
A lot of wins.
A lot of wins.
But not a championship.
That's what I'm saying. We got a championship because of it. So that's why I would say, when you look at how Georgia's played in the young players that have played for this team this year and the year before, this is going to get better. And that's when you go back to your point of the development of players. Let's see how you can develop these guys because you got a lot of them. You got a lot of these four and five stars that everybody loves, but you got to develop them because what's the use of having five stars you can't play?
There's no use.
What Gary Danielson was saying, we're all good in high school. I was pretty good in high school, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about how you get developed. But hats off to all the programs. Georgia State's doing a good job. They said they're going to have one of their better recruiting classes that in school history. You know, Coach Elliott's doing a good job there. Of course, Kennesaw and all the other schools.
It'll always be fun, too. This is always fun during the NFL draft time when you see all the guys from the state of Georgia that get drafted into the NFL. It'll be fun. I'm sure the AJC will compile a list by the end of the day of all of the guys from local high schools that signed, whether it was Georgia, whether it was Georgia Tech, whether it was Georgia State, whatever, out of state. There's going to be a lot of guys from this area that had really important days in their lives today that signed their letter of intent to play college football and, look, hopefully change their lives for the better. Now, you had that experience, Randy.
Yeah, it was cool.
You got recruited out of high school. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, though. They might know this because they listen to the show or know you or something like that. But for a guy who played 11 years in the NFL, had a successful NFL career, had a really good college career, you weren't that highly recruited.
No, I don't even remember being a star. I don't.
Like no stars?
No stars, bro. No, but it wasn't a big deal because I didn't pay attention to all that stuff anyways. Never paid attention to it, recruiting and all that until like my brother Tobias. He was like, he was big into it. And he was, when he came out, he was the number one safety in Georgia. He would end up going to Florida. But I was just like, okay. Like, oh man, you got to cut. Like, all right. When I would get letters from schools and everything, they would get sent to his house. So I come in, go in my locker. He'd open my letters up and everything. I just never cared about it because it wasn't a big deal to me because football was never an aspiration. After I got in high school, I'm going to be a basketball player. But then when Rodney Walker told me that I was going to be number 6'3", maybe I want to play football. So I was like, all right, cool. I guess I'll play. But no, it was an exciting day. I still remember waking up that morning and my mom, she was living in Virginia, so her and my sister drove down. I had just that Sunday had my oldest daughter, Sierra, was born like 2 days before signing day. So, it was just a crazy, crazy week. And, I just remember going to the library, had my slacks on with my button up. It had a long sleeve. Tie was too long. And I remember that. I remember the shop teacher had to tie my tie, so it was real long.
That's awesome.
And I just remember just sitting there signing and everything. I think I signed a day. Kenzie Ross was a DN. He signed with Clemson that day. So, it was a fun day. Monumental day, and I still remember going to the fax machine and watching it go down and sending up to Georgia. Still didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, damn, I'm actually going to play football. Pretty cool.
Seems like worked out pretty good.
It was all right.
It worked out pretty good.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Here it is. Join 929 The Game for the 4th Annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship is back. It's on Saturday, January 25th. It's going to be a Stars and Strikes at Sandy Springs. There'll be 120 players competing for a grand prize and the Game Bowl Championship winning of $1,000. The entry fee is free to register. Please do this, and it starts on Friday, Andy, and go to the events page, 929thegame.com. Don't want to hear nothing else. It's free. Wait for Friday. Sign up.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Sign
we're
up
all
going to
be out there.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. Right? And no, we're not referees. That's Dutchy.
It's a great event. You can win $1,000. It's very intense, so bring your A game. The Wendy Zone coming up next. We know she'll bring her A game. Wendy Adams in studio with us at 11:40 every day. That'll be after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Wednesday on National Signing Day. We'll keep you updated on all the big signings as they happen throughout the day. Georgia Tech, Georgia State, all of that. Most of them are done, by the way. Most guys have already signed because they do that in the morning. But if anyone does anything this afternoon, we'll let you know. The most important audio in the world coming up, top of the noon hour.
There's some good stuff in there.
There's some really good stuff.
Good stuff.
Some good John Fricke. some good Steve Holman.
Yeah.
There's some solid stuff coming up
good
top
stuff.
Of the noon hour. Before we get there, though, Wendy Adams with us in studio here for the Wendy Zone. Hey, Wendy.
What's going on? I'm glad our clocks are all fixed now in here. We have the correct time.
Yeah, it said it switched to 1:29, and I was like, oh, sweet.
Oh, man.
Almost
half
done.
An hour
left.
Gotta go home.
Yeah. That's fun.
But no, it's 11:43.
Now back to reality. And I'm doing this first story because I want to know what scenario Randy had when he played in the NFL and in the league, especially as a rookie, because the seasons are winding down for most teams, and that's when the rookies normally take out the vets
right.
to their very expensive dinners, and we have our first taste of
one. Everybody
take
a picture of the receipt, yeah.
That's what's happening right now. So we have a first picture of the receipt. Randy, you didn't take pictures of the receipt, did you?
For what? I ain't never need to let nobody know how much money I spent.
But now I'm going to ask you after,
so much.
After I read
all
the story.
All of this stuff. Like, you've done all of it because you played in the Lynn, on your college signing day, all that stuff. You find all of it. I mean, you probably thought it was at least a little funny while you were doing it, maybe, or when you were doing it to rookies when you were a veteran. I just love how you talk about all of it now.
Yeah, Randy finds it all annoying.
For what is always the answer.
It's all annoying to Randy at this point, which is why I do the stories, just to make Randy extra happy and in an extra good mood. So the Seattle Seahawks defensive back corps held their annual rookie dinner on Monday night, and there was only a pair of rookies that took out the defensive back corps. I believe there was 6 or 7 in total of the guys, so only 2 guys paid for it. So they went to Daniel's Broiler.
It's a good restaurant.
In Bellevue, Washington. Have you ever been, right?
I have.
Andy?
Daniel's Broiler.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, it is.
Normally?
It's an expensive steakhouse.
Mm-hmm. So they had Wagyu steaks, lobsters, calamari, and there's a lot of Louis VIII
yes.
going on.
Yes, that's what makes the bill high.
A lot of 1942 going on. So the alcohol,
how much is a shot of that is like $150 bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
Yes.
Is it good?
It's good stuff.
It ain't worth it.
There's no amount of alcohol that's worth it because you can essentially get the job done for like $5.
Yeah, we could have a White Claw and you get drunk.
Yeah.
Or maybe 5 of them.
You can have a White Claw.
That's the thing about those dinners. The reason they're so high is because that's what people do. They go out. Because I went through myself. I've been to plenty of them. I've never ordered anything that I went by with my own money. And that's what fools don't do. They go out there and take advantage. I remember one year, cats were taking like $400 bottles of wine home.
Oh,
you know, and I was
that
ain't fair. Yeah. But again, it's the Ricky Hayes a part of it. I don't like it, but again, it was funny because like in San Diego, you couldn't go to the Ricky dinner if you didn't play 4 years. So, and I remember our rookies were Ryan Matthews, Melvin Ingram, and I forgot who the other one was. And so what they did though, we went to a nice spot out there in San Diego, and they had a menu set already. And so that was the one thing that was good. Well, St. Louis, they drugged this cat, man. They were taking bottles of Louis home.
Who was it?
Jason Smith. Now he was an overrated bum that they drafted. Chris Long was cool when we got him. The worst one was Miami though. When we were in San Francisco and we had the rookie dinner out there, and it was just the tight ends and the linemen. So the first rounder lineman had to pay, and he was in tears because he was so. First of all, he was drunk. And he was like, I ain't paying for nothing else. Bring me the check. I mean, this is him literally crying about the bill. And so one of the vets was like, hell, we ain't got dessert yet. I don't want no dessert. And so he took the limo and left us there at the restaurant. So I went ahead and paid for dessert for everybody. And we got a car, but we joined him for the rest. But mine wasn't bad because we played Monday night against the Jets. And so that's when I had to do mine in Manhattan.
Ooh.
But all I had to do was take out the tight ends. That was it.
Okay, so
right.
it was like 5 guys.
Now.
Yeah, so I had to rent a limo from Jersey to Manhattan, and then I went to some expensive steakhouse. But it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Now, no, that's when they had Wachovia, right? Well, y'all don't know damn thing about Wachovia, the way y'all just looked at me.
I don't know what
it's
that
an
means.
ATM, right?
Well, oh, my God. The way y'all just looked at me.
It's an ATM, right? You go to the ATM?
Formerly known as Wells Fargo.
Okay.
It was Wells Fargo. Okay. Anyway, that's where I had my account with. And only in my balance was $1,000 a day, right? And $500 withdrawal. Dude, I was over it. So I'm like,
I bet
so,
you were.
So I go to the vets. I was like, hey, man, can I borrow some money to pay for dinner?
You had a $1,000 limit on your account?
I didn't know no better, man.
Okay.
It's my first bank account.
It's probably a good thing.
That's
but
a really good thing, Andy.
Probably it's a smart thing. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, probably came up a few times.
Because I like all my money, my signing bonus and stuff was in a different account.
Oh,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying? And so I couldn't do the wire and all that right then and there. But, yeah, I'm the dude that took his first paycheck to the bank of cash.
You had a $500 limit on withdrawals.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
Yeah.
I'm a normal guy.
Right.
That's awesome.
I didn't know no better.
We're
man.
Just like professional athletes.
They do have questions, though. So okay. This bill turned out to be $17,579.10.
$17,000 of that, I bet 10 was liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, is there a credit card with a limit of, like, how do you pay for that? Like,
yeah, you use credit card.
There's a $17,000 limit on a...
Yeah.
You're like a black card or something like that? Or is there something
NFL
even better than that?
Those?
Yeah.
You all get big... Well, that's fancy.
Like, how do they approach you when you get into the... Like, do credit card companies...
Do they say
like, how does
get
that happen?
$9 million limit.
Does a credit card person come in the locker room and they're like,
no,
here's your fancy credit card now?
Randy, we have questions we've never
That's
lived
what
this life.
Your people do for you. Your money people. They
but
do
how
that.
Do they find
money
these?
People? How do you even
do
get
you
money
this?
People?
A financial advisor, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they just show up one day?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like when you get when you're first in the locker room, they're like, hi, we're going to manage your money
and we're going to give you
$20,000 credit card limit.
Like, so what's a credit card limit for a credit card like that?
Probably... There is no limit, really.
What?
Yeah, as long as you pay it.
But okay. These guys don't make like a whole bunch of money because they're rookies. So
they don't. But
that's
the worst.
The other one's on a $6 million $4-year deal.
That's the worst. That's the worst part about it is that you hit them over the head. I mean, you're literally
not very nice
you're literally sitting there in a restaurant and dudes it literally are bring me the bottle of Louis.
Right.
And just
sit it next to me.
And then you'll order a freaking $300 meal and don't eat it. Or you're taking home your wife. But I'm telling you, the biggest thing was that cats were taking home, what was the one? Opus. Taking home like 4 or 5 bottles of Opus 1. That's $300 a bottle.
Ooh. Yeah, that's messed up.
And you're sitting there, and it's like, dude, it's messed up, dude.
Like, that's
not nice. Again, like I said, I never will order anything that I wouldn't pay for myself. So I never had none of the Louis shots, and then because I wouldn't order, even though we do have Louis, but that was a long time ago. But yeah, that's it.
Sometimes this segment turns into, hey, Randy, tell us what it was like to be rich.
It's very fascinating.
Or what it is like to be rich.
But no,
I want to know what the bill was when you had to pay as a rookie. What was the bill?
My bill came to, with the limo and the dinner, it was like $3,700.
That's not so bad.
It wasn't bad until we went to the shoe store.
Then you went, afterwards.
And then you had to pay for that too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You got to pay for the dances.
But what happened when you went to withdraw all that money?
That's why I had to ask Ed, can he loan me some money so I could pay?
And then you had to pay him back.
And I actually wrote him a check.
Ed, I can't get enough ones out of the machine.
I wrote him a check, you know, on that Monday when we got back. I mean, I'm sorry, on that Tuesday when we got back from the game. Like, you know, and he didn't even ask for it. He just already knew. So, and I didn't stay too far from Ed, so wrote him a check. 37.
Well, Randy, aren't you kind of the rookie of this group? I mean, who's been here at the station the longest? I would say me, so I'm the veteran.
Yeah.
I'm the veteran here. Were you here before, Brian?
Yes.
I think I am the shortest tenured 92.9 The Game employee.
Well, Andy, where are you taking us? We're doing the rookie hazy.
You guys want to go down to the vending machine on the 8th floor?
Hey, dude, I'm all in, man. They got
That's about my credit card limit.
They got some cheese and crackers.
Get some Cheez-Its and a Capri Sun. Yeah. How's that sound?
Sounds actually perfect.
Let's do it.
I would. Thank you, Wendy. Radio.com presents the 5th annual Night Before. It's on Saturday, February 1st. It's at the BB&T Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's starring Zach Brown Band. Sweet. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster Outlets. Radio.com. Always on.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour and some good stuff in there, too. John Fricke, Steve Holman, you name it. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.